Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's been like a suspension. Barry and I were suspended for the first half of the game today, and then we were punished because we were told we have to come back and do the second half. And then, oh, by the way, just to add insult to injury and pee down our leg, we watched the Aggies do the same, and now we have to work a full day tomorrow.
I love this job. I love this show. I love you guys. I love our listeners. But damn it, I really want it off today. I'm not going to lie. I don't care about working tomorrow. That wasn't like a bona fide for sure. Right. That was a 50-50, and it's the Aggies. And if I wasn't an Aggie fan, then they would have won. But because there's an Aggie fan on the show, no way we were getting 2 days off in a row.
I'm glad. I'm glad they lost. So.
Either way, I didn't care. Yeah, I'm glad, too. I think for our ratings, it'll be better in our time slot if we're on the Nagy basketball.
But oh, yeah.
That's neither here nor there. I just wanted the day off, damn it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, and the fact that until essentially the final seconds of our show yesterday, we thought we did have the day off today.
I had so much planned. That's why I was so late. I mean, I literally got here 5 minutes ago. It's because I had people.
Oh, we know.
All right. I had people scheduled to come to the house. I had things I had to get done. I mean, I got a hole in my ceiling from Harvey still in the garage that I've got to get taken care of. So I was like, man, that's great. Thursday, I'll get that all scheduled. So I had to try to move everybody up and get it all. No, it was a mess.
Yeah, I'm with you. I had everything planned to do today, and then I was like, okay.
Raheel had to go and pop our bubble by being accurate with the time. Who cares about
accurate
time? Yeah,
that's right. Raheel is the one that made all this possible. We thought we had the day off, and we were going to have the day off, and by the time they noticed that we weren't supposed to come in to say...
Yeah, because if Raheel never sent that email,
nope.
Y'all could have played dumb or say, look,
that's
I
right.
can't make it right now.
Snitches get stitches.
That
and then he would have had to fill in.
It's on Raheel. You're
that's right.
exactly right.
Actually, you probably would have had to fill in, huh?
No.
You and Tyler would have done a show.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I had to come to work.
It would have been the producer.
In that case, good job, Raheel.
That's not nice.
I mean, look, if I have to show up, why can't y'all show up?
And can I tell you that every morning I get up at 6 a.m. with the wife, and as soon as she leaves, I do about 30 minutes of prep, and then I take a nap, and then I get up and I finish my prep.
At
and
like 1:30?
No.
Oh, on a regular day, so 11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I do stuff in the morning, and then I couldn't nap today. 6 o'clock or 6 a.m., I'm up, couldn't go back to bed. The one day that I had all day to sleep, couldn't do it. So, just ruined it for me.
Having a good day today, are you?
Oh, you know it. Nick, there's a problem with the stream. Everyone's tweeting at us. So, please have Jong and AD and whoever else look.
Did you hear some of this Aggie
what's going
game,
on.
By the way?
I listened to it on the way in. First of all...
Your biggest pet peeve, I kept telling Nick, is like
listen.
Every play.
It's such a tough listen. I'm going, oh, please stop saying we so
yes.
much. I get it that it's you and the Aggs and we, but you don't have to say that every time. You can just say Aggies. And not
totally
Aggs.
Agree with you.
Not Aggs. You can still say Aggies. It's okay to say it's the Aggies ball. The Aggies lose it out of bounds. It was literally every call. We lost the ball out of bounds. We don't
have any more timeouts.
Post game show
what
was only 15
do.
Minutes, but he kept saying a heartbreaker. This was a heartbreaker for the
they
Aggies.
Beat
this
us
was a heartbreaker.
They beat our points in the paint. They beat us. I'm like, no.
Well, Well, the greatest
thing
Crimson
Tide beat the Aggies. Can you just say it, please?
I told Nick, I don't know who does color, but I know that a couple times Dave South was like, did it look like they were playing a zone defense there? And the color commentator went, yep.
He even asked the color commentator,
that's it.
Did that shot go in? He's like, yep.
I'm telling you, he's notorious for, he passes to the man, there's a basket, they scored, they got a foul, there was a foul, the man got fouled by the other man. Woo!
That is just, it is a tough,
love Dave South.
Listen.
Love Dave South, love the Aggies, but sometimes I need a little more.
There's one they got to get away with. He basically tackled him, then he stepped out of bounds, but we get the ball. Okay. What else happened in that play? I don't know. And the color comp, yep. That's about it. All right, let's get back to action. That's a tough listen.
Yeah. It wasn't. I was listening on the way in, and I swear, as soon as they went up by one, I was like, yep, they'll lose. So, enough.
Yeah. Some of these games, by the way, crazy. I was gonna tell you this. Last night, Colorado plays Arizona State. Okay? Mm-hmm. Arizona State is at least from the all intents and purposes of the rankings and everything else, is a better team. But Colorado is up late, and it was kind of like that game with the Cavs and the Sixers a week or so back when Saric made the layup when the game was basically over.
Right.
So last night, Colorado's running out the clock. And all of a sudden, right before the shot clock goes off, they throw an alley-oop and they dunk it with, like, seconds left. And Trey Holder, the best player for Arizona State, goes up and pulls the Jordan Clarkson and starts shoving the guy and whatever, and both benches start clearing. Colorado's coach goes sprinting off the bench, and you see him take about a step and a half and just blow a tire. And he straight legs it and he can't move and everything like that.
Didn't that happen not too long ago, celebrating like last year or the year before in the tourney? Somebody.
Oh, well, that's the guy we had talked about, that the kid, and it was his dad. The dad's the coach. The kid was the player. RJ, he was a first round pick of the Celtics. And yeah. And he blew his knee out
a couple years ago.
But
yeah.
This guy tore his calf. So they show the coach in his suit leaving the game in a boot all the way up to his knee because as he tried to play peacemaker at the end of the game, he tore his calf sprinting onto the court.
Hilarious.
Anything goes in March Madness.
Apparently so, man. Apparently so.
And including us, because we now have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, Chris Householder said no suspects today. Thought the blitz started at 3:30. Yeah, we told you, though, that was changing. You have to pay attention, Chris.
The minute that we we told you guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're on, Chris.
So we're happy to be here.
Not that you would know, because you're probably not listening now, jerk.
Well, we're back. Nick, now how do we do this? Because normally we're past, you would be yelling at me that we're past the bottom of the hour break, but how when do we get back on schedule?
So we'll go to break in about 10 minutes, 2:42.
Hit back the normal 41 break?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So I take it that everybody watched the game last night?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Come on now.
I watched pieces of it. I didn't watch the whole game.
What? Wasn't that important to you?
I mean, like I said earlier in the week, I wanted OKC to win. I wanted to win against OKC, and they got that. Not to disrespect the Bucks.
A little Freudian slip there. You wanted OKC to win? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I wanted the Rockets to beat OKC.
Right.
But, yeah, and, you know, the Bucks have been inconsistent, and it's a team that don't – I mean, they should beat them.
I tell you what, after the first half – I'm hearing in my head Joel going, they're going to win this game. The Rockets win this game easy. I've watched the Bucks all year. They're terrible. And I'm watching the first half, and I'm watching the Rockets struggle a little bit, and I'm watching the Bucks being really athletic. And I'm thinking in my mind, damn it, Joel just reverse jinxed it on purpose. I know what he was doing. He was trying to
– because
he jinxed the loss against OKC. So he was like, if I say the Bucks will lose, they'll win. And I thought he was doing the whole reverse jinx thing.
Nope. By halftime after the Harden three, it was already about over.
Yeah.
And I told you. And their big men were non-existent. Milwaukee has too much talent. They're a donut with no one in the middle. And they need a new coach. Because as much as Joe Prunty is a Popovich disciple. I mean, come on. He was the video coordinator for the Spurs. They don't run a single thing. And like I said, they're going to try and play the way the Rockets play, but have no experience doing it, and they're going to lose at their own game. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was just – and if I heard Craig and Bull talk one more time about how great the crowd was in Milwaukee and like a college game and everything, well, it didn't do a whole lot of good for them.
No, it didn't. Certainly did not.
And can everybody finally get off the Gerald Green train? Yes, he stepped up during the start of the streak, and when they first called him, it's been great. but oh my God, no conscience. And just, he had a fast break situation last night where he pulled up for three. I thought D'Antoni was going to lose his mind. I would have run out onto the court and tore a calf muscle to get his ass back on the bench going, what are you doing, man?
Speaking of that, there was a point when the defense broke down when D'Antoni lost it. Called a timeout. There were moments in this game, if I'm picking on anybody, it's not even going to be Gerald Green, because his job is to shoot. And so, his job is to make it, obviously. But
yeah, he might need to start working that part of the job in.
He's going to shoot no matter what. And I think that's how you want this team to be, is if you're open or you're feeling it, you know, shoot it. And if you can't shoot, then maybe your minutes are going to go down, which is what happened to him. But there were several times in the second half where James Harden would not get a call go his way, or I remember specifically a turnover that he just stopped playing. And he watched the rest of his team get beat for a three-pointer, and that's when D'Antoni called a timeout and lost his mind. And I'm thinking, dude, you can't be an MVP and then be playing like an a-hole like that. Like, you need to be 110% every play. Stop taking plays off. It's absolutely embarrassing.
He's been a lot better about it this season than last season, but there's no question he will totally give up on a play sometimes, especially if he doesn't get the call. Chris Paul usually complains but still gets back on
it. Yes.
Defense.
I don't know he has to go 110% on every play, but I do completely agree, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is better than it was last year, but he still does it too much. He didn't do it for a full game like Westbrook did the other night against the Rockets, but he can't do that because it's going to be a bad habit going into the playoffs.
Especially in the playoffs. I was just going to say, he cannot do that in the playoffs.
Because you're going to get less calls in the playoffs, which means there's going to be more times where you're throwing your hands in the air, pouting, walking back down the floor while your team's 5-on-4 at the other end getting beat.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. And I was so pissed when I was watching that, because I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be the leader of this team. What are you doing? It's a horrible example.
The Rockets did not – they only had one player – that was a minus one on the floor last night. Care to guess?
Gerald Green.
No. Surprisingly enough, he was a +4, going 1 of 5 from 3 and 3 of 10 overall.
Tarik Black?
Yes. Okay, Tarik Black was a -12. Everybody else was a plus. And everybody on Milwaukee was a minus, with the exception of Brown was a +2 and the Jet was a +6.
Which I think that was misleading in that regard, because without Antetokounmpo, how is he not a plus? He just happened to be on there when no one else was contributing anything other than him.
Right.
But yeah, that's a little bit misleading sometimes, but not in the case of Tarik Black. No way.
And again, with this Gerald Green, 13 minutes, he gets 10 shots up. The last game in 15 minutes, he got 7 threes up and about to. I get it. They need offense from guys on the bench. He's athletic. He can do other things. He finally scored when he got to the basket. But my God, man, the warm-up isn't even completely off your shoulder and you're yanking a three. Slow your roll.
Yeah. He'll fire him up.
He's
still feeling it. You know, I was looking at their schedule, dude. It's crazy. The last time they lost, January 26th.
Yeah.
All the way back to New Orleans on January 26th. And before that, they had a 4-game winning streak. So they're really... 17, 18, 20, 21 of their last 22.
I don't get why this city isn't more jacked up for this team.
I don't understand it.
And the thing is, I flipped over last night. They'll beat the Raptors, I think, too. As much as they've crapped the bed in Toronto over the years because of the Sunday early start time, I watched the Raptors last night go overtime against the Pistons. And it's everything that, Nick, you and I've talked about this several times. Everything that they do leads you to believe that they will never win a conference finals or get to a finals because they can't execute. All they do is just play isolation ball and basically run no sets or plays. In overtime, it was the first 3 minutes of overtime, guys, neither team scored.
Wow.
With the Pistons. I was like, what? Is this going to be like a 2-point overtime? Like literally 2-0, someone's going to win? And I watched them and I'm like, God, if the Rockets just can make shots when they're playing their game, they should dust the Raptors. They're not impressive at all.
And that game's tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
You want to know who the favorite is?
Toronto at home?
Yes.
By how many?
Well, they don't have a spread that I can see, but the matchup predictor on ESPN has them favored by almost 56%.
Wow.
Yeah, that surprises me. If I was a betting man, I would definitely be betting on the Rockets.
Well, let me ask you a question. DeMar DeRozan's a hell of a player.
Sure.
Or if you're the weatherman on Channel 2, DeMarcus DeRozan. Channel 2 at lunch today, they were talking about the Rockets' streak. And the next game's up against Toronto, and the weatherman, Justin Stapleton, comes on. And he goes, that DeMarcus DeRozan's a hell of a player. You got to watch out for him.
You just used Cousins' first name.
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell's that?
DeMar Cousins?
Yeah, exactly. But if you go, if you just go matchup by matchup, I mean, Valanciunas, would you give Valanciunas or Capella the edge?
Capella.
I would too.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Paul or Kyle Lowry?
That's tough. I think I still go with Chris Paul.
I would too.
Yeah.
But in terms of what, you think he's going to score?
Defense, offense, assists.
Just overall, like who you taking, who's got the advantage? I think Chris Paul is the advantage. I think Capella's got the advantage. Especially Harden DeRozan
Chris
is
Paul's
a good matchup.
Shooting it pretty well, too. So that's probably why I would lean Chris Paul as well.
Harden DeRozan's a good matchup.
Yep.
So I look at that, and even if you call that a wash, the Rockets are still up at two different positions, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Serge Ibaka and PJ Tucker.
Ibaka.
Really?
Yeah.
Last night he played 12 minutes, had 4 points.
Well, what did PJ do? Probably something pretty close, right?
Let me get back to that Rockets box score for you. Let's see. Tucker last night had 9 points, 34 minutes, 6 boards, an assist.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think it's a wash, if anything, but I would almost give the advantage.
Well, I didn't know we could pick wash. I thought you had to pick one or the other.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I mean, there's some close matchups, like you said, with Harden and DeRozan. I mean, that's pretty close.
Right.
I think I would still lean Harden just because of the fact that he's got the inside game, the outside game. If his shot's not falling, he's going to get to the rim. He's so much more versatile.
Final matchup, Norman Powell or Trevor Ariza?
Who?
Exactly. Norman Powell or Trevor Ariza? Both UCLA guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so I give advantage Rockets, and then I think Matt and Craig were right on it. I don't think there's a team in this league that I'd give the advantage to from a bench perspective over the Rockets.
No, definitely not. Raptors giving up 103 points a game. Rockets giving up 105. Raptors scoring 112. Rockets scoring 114.
I don't know how. I know it's not much, but I think the Rockets should be favored, and I'm looking at the schedule now, and even when you were talking about the other day, I was like, they're going to lose a couple. I'm not so sure now. I'm not – San Antonio Monday night doesn't scare me at all. If they win this Toronto game
– No, did I say they were going to lose a couple?
No.
If
I'm
they
not
were,
saying you said. Yeah. At first, we were like, well, it's a tougher schedule.
It really is.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll continue to kick it around. If there's something that you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, well, why don't you join us? That's why we call it The Usual Suspects. You guys are suspects and invited to get in on the discussion. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call or text that number, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at The Producer Nick, at Barry Is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Usual Suspects just getting started with an abbreviated show. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5. I'm my own worst enemy.
I give. Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just a little over an hour left in the show. If you're just tuning in or you tuned out for the day because you thought you'd have to listen to Aggies basketball, either way, get back here. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Blitz is at the Hyatt here in the Galleria. Norris.
Fancy.
Mucci Norris is going to join them.
Nice.
I got the mooch for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oops, you dropped something.
No, that's my guy. One of my guys.
A name that you just dropped. That's you do have an extensive Rolodex.
I don't use the computer.
My hat's off to you. A couple of baseball notes. Yep. Rangers officially signed Tim Lincecum.
About time.
Yeah, he'll come out of their bullpen. They need the help.
If he makes their roster.
That bullpen's a disaster. Mariners signed Ichiro.
which we talked about.
Yeah.
We thought was going to happen quickly.
Yeah. Astros place Anthony Gose on outright waivers. If you don't know who that is, that's the kid that played outfield but could hit 100 on the radar gun. So they were trying him as a pitcher. He had one outing this spring, saw three batters, walked all three of them, and then they walked him out the door.
So now they have to offer him back to the Rangers.
If he clears waivers.
Right.
Yeah, so he'll go on waivers, and then if not, he has to be offered back to the Rangers. And I'm sure the Rangers will be like, nah, we're good.
Well, I don't know. You just said their bullpen's crap.
You don't need a guy throwing 100, but he can't hit the plate.
Oh, intimidation-wise, yeah, you do.
Oh, sure, right? Like Wild Thing?
Yeah.
Just
Have him hit the mascot and sit him down.
You might get hit by 100. That's a reason not to go up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I added an extra story to baseball that I thought would interest you.
I saw that, but I didn't read it.
So, the Kansas City Royals hosted an anti-porn seminar for their players and coaches.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why are we got to be anti-porn?
Exactly.
What's that about?
And the Kansas City...
I'm anti-porn.
Someone within the Royals said last weekend, our co-founder, Clay Olson, presented to the Royals players and coaches, the Royals are the first MLB team to actively take a stand against porn, and we're inspired that they're stepping up to the plate. Hashtag porn kills love. Hashtag fight for love.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Porn kills love?
Yep.
Kiss my ass. Porn does not kill love.
I don't know. If you get video of that, that could kill love.
Porn does not kill love. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
There was nothing but true love in that Black China sex tape, right?
I mean, I didn't love it.
but expect that as a trend. That's going to be, because I'm starting to see more groups speak out against. I really expect that to be a common trend.
Porn.
And they're pretty determined about it, kind of like people
love
against abortion.
Maybe if your mind is so narrow and closed,
oh my God,
that in your relationship, you're worried that porn would kill love because your relationship sucks. Okay. But you know what? If you've got a healthy relationship and you trust each other, and how would that kill your relationship? How would that kill your love? If you let porn kill love, guess what? Your relationship was crap anyways.
Now, let me take it a step further for you.
Okay.
The Royals got, and I'm not making this up, this is part of the article, the Royals got turned on to informing players about the harmful effects of pornography last summer. After pitcher Danny Duffy got put in handcuffs for DUI, the Royals general manager Dayton Moore held a press conference on how the team was handling the matter and wound up, for some reason, speaking about the connection between domestic abuse and watching porn. His quote was, we talk about pornography and the effects of what that does to the minds of the players and the distractions and how that leads to the abuse of, well, domestic abuse to the abuse of women. He said when asked if the team was using new education protocols to inform players on vices off the field, that they had plans. And now imagine that. For one guy having a rough night, got a DUI, next thing you know, the general manager holding a press conference to blame it on porn, and now the following spring, your entire team and coaching staff has to sit through a seminar that focuses on warning a room full of grown-ass men that porn can be an addiction.
First of all, I clicked the link, and the picture in the article is absolutely hilarious. Every dude in this seminar is sitting there, arms folded, with the worst body language.
Yep.
You can take my porn when you pry it from my cold, dead hand. That's the look that all these dudes have. Like, they are not having this no porn thing. Second of all, a Kansas City Royal actually sounds like a porn move. Like, I gave her the old Kansas City Royal. Like, that doesn't...
I was reading the comments on the picture from the social media posting, and the greatest one was, this is why Hosmer left.
It's hilarious.
I think it's fantastic.
This is the stupidest. I'm almost about to cuss. I'm so mad about this. And yeah, I'm not even like a big, like, I mean.
Can you imagine if this takes off now and every team in MLB
starts
trying to do this?
Not every team, but I can see it. Like I said, I can see it becoming a trend. I really believe so.
Listen,
if you're
a big leaguer just getting a break, then you're sitting through this. But if I'm Justin Verlander, and let's say I just love me some porn, and the Astros want me to sit down and take this seminar, I'm telling them to kiss my ass. Stay out of my private affairs. Don't worry about what I watch in the privacy of my home. It has nothing to do with you or me playing baseball. Yep. Leave me alone.
It's one thing if a guy's got it in his locker and he's got like a screen and everybody's like looking at this dude like, what the heck are you doing, man?
Yeah, you've got teams out here asking draft picks if they like men, and that's okay in the NFL, but dudes can't watch porn in the privacy of their own home? Man, stay out of their business. That's ridiculous.
A part of it, too, is because...
That would be like if Gal came in here and said, you guys can't watch porn. Bye. I quit. Like, that's crazy.
A part of it, too, is because, like, they go to all these meetings, and the last thing they want to do is go to a meeting or see a seminar about... porn, like they, you know what I mean? Like, that's just not what they want to spend their time on. I would be not as a player, not as an athlete.
I wonder if you'd be a smart ass, be like, well, show me some examples of what you mean by what's bad in porn. See, well, like, watch this one. You'd be like, yeah.
Get to the bad part. Yeah. Get to the bad part. You know, because when I worked for the Rockets, the NBA made, they had several seminars that were mandatory for the players. From like managing your money and not falling into traps.
Right.
The whole league, including the front office, had to take a test and agree to non-gambling.
Yeah.
So we had to do that. You groupies, had to have a certificate.
I'm sure there was one on groupies one on that. And hanger-ons.
There's one, a PR seminar every year on how to properly answer questions, how to defer to questions you don't want to answer, things like that. But I don't know that in the NBA, they're going to go, hey, on those long road trips when you're in the airplane at 3:30 in the morning and in the hotels at 4, no porn.
I would be livid as a grown-ass man that you think you have to sit there and lecture me on watching porn.
But you just said it. You can't. That's their private life.
Yeah.
Unless you're literally exposing it in the locker room, it's none of your business.
It would be like saying, don't watch... violent movies because it's going to make you violent, and then having a seminar on watching violent movies. Or how about don't watch Real Housewives because it's going to make you a horrible housewife? It's stupid. Just stay out of their business.
It's like, you know, don't smoke weed because it makes you lazy. Well, no, it doesn't. You're just a lazy ass person.
I mean,
honestly,
don't smoke weed because it's illegal right now, but I can get that.
Yeah, but
porn's not illegal.
Right. But I just think it's like, you're right. The biggest thing is you're telling adults what they should do with their lives, and they don't like that at
all.
It's
stupid.
That's taking it too far. All right, so the combine is over. So our man scouting the combine is now available, and boy is he, because it's like the third time this week he's chiming in. So Clarence is on hold. We'll get to him next. We've got 1 hour to go in the big show. Where did the time go, guys? It is flying. We'll take you to the last 60 minutes of the Usual Suspects coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Jump up and get down.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.